Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Somebody in the break asked me on Twitter, and Nick Wilson says, how many hot dogs can you eat? That is a trick question. The answer is all of them. Now, the real question is, how many will I eat? And I would say that I'm practicing self-control, but I think we all know that's a bit of a lie.
Yeah, yeah. No. This might be your best birthday ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
free hot dogs, free cupcakes.
And you wanted to take a picture of me eating a hot dog.
Oh, but
there's no clean pictures of that. All right. That goes on at Nick Wilson Does on yes. OnlyFans, because that will put money in my pocket. We're not giving that content for free on Twitter.
I will
You're
say
you're not going to outfreak this freak. OK,
I will say the picture I did get of you holding the hot dog, though.
You made me go full De Niro.
Because
I told you, I'm not letting you take a picture of me eat a hot dog. Like, here's the thing. Because I was so surprised and very thankful at your cupcake idea, I gave you the I'm going to eat this cupcake. That's more than anyone gets out of me. Because generally, I do not offer, you can take a picture of me. I'm not a rhino at the zoo, all right? I'm a rhino in captivity.
Yeah, but
I'm not a rhino I'm a rhino on the free, not in captivity. I got there eventually. Shut up, Mac.
Here's what you forgot. There are already cameras in the studio.
Oh, I know. This whole thing is fugazi.
I'm just going
to
tell you right now.
This is just a trap to see my fat ass eat.
I'm not going to be upset if Keith Britton finds the video and hits pause at the appropriate time with you having a hot dog in your mouth.
Yeah, what about you?
I was smart.
I'll tell you right now.
I was smart enough. I got up and went away from the
cameras. Right over there, friend. Now, these are the cameras we know about with Keith. You just never know. He is Lima might be the slippery wizard. That guy down the hall is pretty slippery as well.
That's why you call him the assassin.
It is. I will tell you. Wear your sexy Guardians merch today. I'm feeling a win, a win over the next couple of days. We'll see where it goes, because I'm wearing what is my anniversary present. I actually told Curtis this off the air. Like, last year, I took Vanessa to Jamaica for our anniversary. And this year, she's like, well, I got to double up on that. I'm like, just give me the hat that I want with a sexy Guardian on it. Why? Because it's for days like today. I actually might even turn it around so that people can actually see the hat on our YouTube content today.
There you go. I think you owe that to the public, so that they could see.
That I can hide more of my face.
Well, see, I'm trying to keep the fat jokes to a minimum today. I'm trying.
Don't
to
make
keep...
me curse on air. bull something is what I was thinking of responding.
Trying to be nice to you on your birthday.
Also, bull something. Yeah, don't know what that could finish in, but I can tell you, I don't believe you. Now, something I said to Curtis that I do think is 100% fair. I kind of hate that the Lions aren't in the Browns division simply because the Tigers and Pistons have such great rivalries with the Cleveland sports teams in basketball and baseball.
Yeah.
And you don't have like the basketball equivalent for Pittsburgh. You don't have the basketball equivalent for Baltimore. Cincinnati could be a rival for you if they ever switch into the same division, which I think actually might happen in the near future. But like, Detroit would be the perfect rivalry to have, but because you don't have a football rivalry, it takes a fair amount of sting off for people.
You have a little bit of a football rivalry, though. The GLC. How can you forget the Great Lakes Classic?
From the 1957 championship?
No,
didn't the Lions beat the Browns in 1957? It's like one of Paul Brown's rare losses.
Yeah. I'm talking from the Carmen Policy / John Collins era. Remember they came up with the big barge?
Oh, the barge.
And all
that? No, I know. I was just not acknowledging it. And by the way, I was right on that. Senior research Mac Robinson let me know that was fair. Yeah?
59-14, Detroit won.
And I've never gotten over it, quite frankly.
Yes, because you were there sitting in the front row.
No, I was there metaphysically.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
However,
in spirit,
like, so it's funny. I was not kidding. Like, my cabin boys were like, man, bleep Jim Leland. And then it like brought me back to Miguel Cabrera and Dontrell Willis, who was by and large not good in Detroit, except when he pitched against Cleveland. So like there is a part of me that's like, if we go past the Pittsburgh Steelers rivalry, if we go past the Baltimore Ravens rivalry, the next best rivalry you have in sports, I think has to be Cleveland versus Detroit in baseball. And honestly, Cleveland versus Detroit in basketball, where not only did you have the LeBron Detroit teams.
2007
you
also had, conference finals.
You also had the late 80s Pistons, the Bad Boys, versus that version of the Cavaliers. The toughest team in basketball, cheapest team in basketball, versus a team that people doubted their toughness.
I agree with you wholeheartedly about the Cleveland-Detroit thing. And if the NFL ever gets into a realignment situation and you'd have the Browns and Lions on a regular basis.
Would you swap out the Lions for Bengals?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird because I don't know that I could give up any of the rivalries that we have for the Browns because geographically the one that would go is Baltimore.
Right. And
although maybe that'd be nice if we could just let that one go. Maybe I'd finally get over the Baltimore thing if I just didn't have to watch them kick your ass twice a year.
Geographically, it would make sense if Baltimore went into another division and Detroit came into the Browns division where you have Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect. The AL Central, when that was all put together in the mid-1990s there, when they were the Indians, they agreed to leave the AL East. And that was like the best decision Richard Jacobs made as team owner, was agreeing to do that because that allowed them to basically be a consistent winner within this division with Chicago, Kansas City, Minnesota, and Detroit. It's such a natural fit. Mm-hmm. For them.
It's also the one that I wouldn't get rid of in the next round of realignment.
And it's a 2-hour drive. So we've seen it. We've seen Tiger fans come here, or Detroit fans and all come here and do takeovers. And we've seen Cleveland fans go up to Detroit do Cleveland takeovers.
Well, like I really do think that when baseball expands within the next 3 or 4 years, which it's going to happen, it's just when is it going to happen and where do the teams go? I think the only way I'm truly interested in realignment is if it's radical. And to me, the perfect baseball division is that you have two teams from the AL Central and you have two teams from the NL Central. It is the Tigers, it's the Guardians, it's the Reds, and it's the Pirates.
That's exactly where I was going with that, too.
So basically, the longest drive for anyone is going to be Detroit from probably Cincinnati, but everything's drivable, and I think, like, listen, there's no offense to Minnesota. You've had some stretches when, you know, the Torrey Hunter teams and Jock Jones and all those guys, it's been pretty much one off. Like, yes, you've had some rivalry. It's hard for Guardians fans to have that rivalry considering the travel time. Same thing with Kansas City. I mean, even Chicago, is more of a drive than Guardians fans going to Cincinnati, which is going to be the toughest right. and longest drive you have.
Yeah. I would like to see baseball get it right and do it that way, but I have zero confidence in their ability to do so, especially with this commissioner.
I don't know. This commissioner has kind of been on fire with some of the changes he's made. He was absolutely an awful commissioner. Like the first,
by the way,
first
you know
15
the new one today, right? There are not more changes coming next year. That challenge system, ball strike, umpiring system that mm-hmm. we've seen in spring training, we've seen in the minor leagues. That's going to come into play next season. Jeff Passan reported today that pitcher, catcher, batter will be you get two challenges per game on the balls and strikes. I think that potentially could, grow. Because I loved watching it in spring training, the way that system operated. It was fantastic.
It still won't be perfect, but yes, it's going to help us upset the apple cart for umpires who are drunk on power. 216-474-0092. Where does Detroit fit in the Cleveland sports rivalry landscape? Obviously, the NFL rivalries take precedent because of how long they've been around. I think Detroit with the Tigers and Pistons are right behind it. And we've got Jim Kostov, 97-1, the ticket in Detroit. We'll ask him about that rivalry. We'll ask him also about the Tigers slide and how they're viewing this Lions game in Detroit in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.